Let's welcome Glenn Irvin to the platform this morning. Give him a nice hand of applause of appreciation. Now, Glenn hasn't been around the last couple of 3 weeks. He had his gallbladder removed, and then he had some other issues. And so, Glenn, tell us what's going on in your life first, and then your granddaughter.
Oh, you want to know what happened in my life?
What's happening in your life, medically speaking?
Well,
Reader's Digest version.
Okay. Well, I was in the hospital for 7 days on my back for the gallbladder because I had infection. We found that. And then when I come out of there,
his mic's not on.
I was home for a while.
His mic. And
my daughter Diane, which is a nurse, she noticed that I had dark stool, black stool. So she called the doctor.
Turn your mic on. Turn your mic on. Turn it on.
Let's start from the very beginning. It helps to have the microphone turned on. What's happening in your life, medically speaking?
Okay, we'll start over again.
Start over again.
Okay. I was in the hospital for 7 days with my gallbladder operation. And when I come out of there, my daughter found out that I had blood in my stool, dark, black. So she called the emergency people, and they took me to the hospital again. And they gave me 4 units of blood and 1 unit of iron, and sent me home and told me I need to take iron pills.
Okay.
So I'm doing that.
And you're doing fantastic now.
Oh, sure.
Amen. Sure. Glad to hear that, Glenn. Now tell us what's happening with your granddaughter.
Okay.
Her name is?
Carenza.
My
granddaughter Carenza found out that she has cancer in one of her breasts. So I'd like to have prayers for her. My daughter's been there twice. This is Boston. And she trying to decide whether she's going to have keep her there or bring her home where she can be with her closer. So we're not sure where the best place will be for her.
Now, how old is she?
She'll be 23 the last day of February.
23, she's too young. So we're going to pray for her today, Glenn, and also we're going to pray for you. Now, something else very significantly happened to Glenn in the month of January, more particularly on January 19th. He was born 86 years ago. Mm. And so I told Glenn that when we get into the 80s, we don't celebrate our birthdays just one day. We celebrate them all month. And so I'm going to treat him to a belated breakfast down at Norma's this week. And we're going to sing Happy Birthday to Glenn. So put your voices together. Let's sing it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Glenn. Happy birthday to you.
Amen. God bless you, Glenn. Let's give him another hand of appreciation. Thank you. You may be seated.